welcome to the Will Leach Experience Podcast, Footer and Leach Edition. We are previewing the National League Division Series between, I can't actually believe I'm saying this, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs, because of the Chicago Cubs' victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jake, I'm a complete monster god from another planet, Arrieta, who not only shuts teams out, but steals bases despite them. Their win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm here with Allison, coming to us live from Kansas City. How's it going, Allison?
All good. Yeah, that game was something to see. It's the final score, of course, did not surprise me whatsoever. Some of the things that were happening during the game were a little shocking. I don't know if we're going to get into Sean Rodriguez's battle with the cooler or any of the bench clearing stuff that we saw, but I don't know. It was pretty fascinating. I was watching it from a restaurant, so I was not able to like really absorb the noise in the ballpark or any of the atmosphere, but I'm assuming that it was the same as what we were expecting. And, I'm happy for the Cubs, but I'm really bummed out for the Pirates.
Yeah, it was crazy. I tweeted right after that fight, after Arrieta got hit, which was ridiculous, by the way.
But, yes,
I tweeted out after that hit, I just feel obliged to point out, the Cardinals had nothing to do with that. So don't yell at us for that one. Don't give me the Tony Soprano stuff. We had nothing to do with that. But, of course, that all culminates in this series. This is this series. I don't know if it feels apocalyptic to the rest of the world, but it certainly feels apocalyptic for Cardinals fans. I actually feel like it feels a little less apocalyptic for Cubs fans, because there is this sense that there's just this giddy ride that they're on and they're having such a good time. And I think most of the nerve-wrackingness is coming from the Cardinals. And I think that's not just because the Cardinals have I think, more to lose in this situation, and that, you know, they've kind of had this centuries-long dominance over the Cubs, and that could be potentially put in peril in this. But also, frankly, the Cardinals have more injuries. They're not as hot as the Cubs are. The Cubs, everything has kind of fallen in the Cubs' place for a while, and now the Cardinals are, particularly in the rotation, losing Carlos Martinez is worrisome. The Cardinals announced the rotation. I love this Game 1 matchup, by the way. An old chicken and beer Game 1 matchup of John Lackey and John Lester, old pals. That's and potentially a Game 5 matchup, actually, if it were to go that far. But it's Friday night at 6:30. You know, watching that game last night, it certainly struck me. It was very similar to, actually, in ways, to the Astros-Yankees game, in that really it came down to, like, two big hits.
Yep.
Like, in a lot of ways, it's that, you know, two big hits and one dominant pitcher. But if you look at the way this series stacks up, I think, frankly, in a similar way as the Houston series, you know, I don't know if there's most of these games are going to be pitcher's duels in that way. I think Lester is a guy the Cardinals have hit well against. They've hit okay, but mostly, you know, the weird thing where Lester doesn't throw over to first?
Yeah.
It's really strange, because I don't understand why teams don't just constantly take advantage of it. But frankly, from watching Lester this year, the only team that does is the Cardinals. Like, they have – Matt Carpenter stole like three – has had like five steals this year, and three of them are off Lester. Like, the Cardinals just take advantage of this constantly. There's less fear about Lester. And I think the Cardinals' rotation isn't so necessarily dominant right now. This feels like an offensive series to me.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I'm very curious to see, as time goes on and we are able to sort of scrutinize and look back and reflect on, you know, how things have gone for these wild card teams since the second wild card has been added. It'll be interesting to see, like, what the success rate is of these teams that had no choice but to keep playing because they had to play that extra game. So we're talking about an extremely long layoff for the Cardinals, which they can absolutely use. But the Cubs are kind of unique. I mean, I'd have to go through all the playoff teams, but just off the top of my head, it seems like the Cubs are one of the few teams that didn't sort of poop it out the last week of the season. Yeah. They got hot. And you know, the Astros certainly didn't. You know, the Cardinals were, you know, kind of just average. The Pirates lost a few games, but the Cubs were just absolutely on fire. And so you just wonder if that's going to, you know, if there's anything to that. Like I've said many times, I don't believe in momentum. I do believe, however, in the rhythm of playing baseball through a season. And the worst thing that you could do to a baseball player, to a baseball team, is give them several days off right when they need to just keep going on their routines. So, yeah, I think this is going to be extremely interesting. Of course, it's going to come down to the starting pitchers. And I don't know. I mean, it's funny because, you know, I could say say this to you because we're good friends and you understand that all of my Cardinals kind of angst is all in good fun. Mm. But the entire country, except for St. Louis, will be rooting for the Cubs. You realize that, right?
Oh, of course, because they don't really know the Cubs that well. They don't have the experience with them that we have had over the last 100 years. So
I know people just want to see somebody else. They just want to see someone else. I want to be somewhere else in October besides St. Louis. That's basically what it comes
to. I know. For some reason, though, I didn't see people yelling at the Giants and Red Sox over this for the last couple of years. So I think it's more than just that. But I'll grant you that also I guess we're terrible people. We're terrible people, I think.
No, you're not terrible people. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm always pulling for the Giants only because, I love being in San Francisco. So you do have a point there. Well, I'll give it.
But, you know, for me, a lot of this, it's weird because it does actually seem like it matches up in a similar way to that Astros-Royals series in that it feels like the Cubs need to – if the Cubs can get one game of these first two in Busch, it lines up well for them because Arrieta is pitching that game three. And not, he's not just pitching that game three, but the Michael Wacha that's pitching for the Cardinals right now is not the Michael Wacha of 2 years ago. He was actually that Michael Wacha for the first half of the year, maybe even the first two-thirds of the year. But the last month has been rough. It's been rough for both him and Lance Lynn. Wacha is he's having trouble keeping his fastball down, which really messes up his changeup, which is actually his best pitch. So, you know, certainly the idea of a Wacha-Arrieta matchup sounded awesome probably 2 months ago and now seems like a mismatch.
Well, let me just say that the thing that I love about the series, I mean, and of course you're breaking it down way more than I have so far and like looking at the individual matchups. What I love is how familiar these teams are with each other. That's what I loved about the NLCS and the years that the Astros and Cardinals played because there was such a familiarity. They knew there was a really nice, respectful rivalry the players got so hyped up for those games to be playing this team and these players that they have seen 19 times throughout the season, and it just makes it so exciting. And I remember in 05 after the Astros beat the Cardinals in the NLCS, and I'm sitting in the dugout, and it's a rainy BP was canceled. We were in Chicago. They're playing the White Sox. It's before Game 2, and Chad Qualls. I was sitting in the dugout with him, and he said, "I feel like we just played our World Series."
I think the World Series is like a spring training game because
playing a team that you just have no history with whatsoever. That's why I love these matchups, and I cannot wait to watch this Cubs-Cardinals series.
That's why I wish it was in an LCS. I've talked about this before, but I do kind of wish that inevitably the Cardinals and Cubs were going to play in the postseason, but I was kind of hoping it would be in an LCS because it feels like it does feel kind of weird. One thing I hope that does not happen in this series but probably will is there's beanball crap. This happened the Cardinals and the Cubs last time. This happened with the Cubs and the Pirates in the wild card game. And for what it's worth, while I do think that a lot of Madden's, no, other teams are just doing this to us, we never push back on this stuff, is a lot of bunk. In Pittsburgh, that was totally not the Cubs' fault. That was absolutely not the Cubs' fault. And Arrieta was a lot more understanding about that than he probably should have been.
Yeah.
In that regard, because I obviously wasn't trying to hit those guys. And hitting him was, you know, I think it kind of showed a general frustration of the Pirates.
Oh, the Pirates looked, you know, and of course, when I'm watching it without the commentators and the sounds, so you do get a totally different perspective. But they did a camera shot. They got close-ups of each of the, like, there was like five Pirates fielders that they, like, got close-ups of their faces, and it was like the eighth inning. And they looked defeated, and they looked sad. And that hitting Arrieta was nothing but being mad that they were losing that game, being mad that they knew they were going to lose that game, that Arrieta, that their only chance to win this game was that Arrieta, for some reason, just didn't quite have it on this particular day. And they knew, a little over halfway through the game that was not going to be the case. And that was absolutely ridiculous. The Pirates, I was not impressed at all with how they handled anything. And that Sean Rodriguez thing with the cooler, that was the most absurd behavior I think I've ever seen from a professional athlete, like in that kind of setting where it's not like he threw something at it once or hit it once. He just goes and he takes like four punches as if he's hitting a person. It was absolutely just ridiculous, and they had no chance to do anything in the eighth and ninth innings with just judging from what their body language looked like, they knew they were done.
To be fair, you didn't have the sound on, so you didn't hear what the cooler said to Rodriguez.
That's true. He might have said, "Nah, nah, nah, I don't like your hair, and your headband is stupid."
It was terrible. It was terrible. I can't repeat it on a family broadcast.
It was terrible, embarrassing.
So when it, you know, it does feel, you know, one thing that would surprise me, no matter what happens in this series, is either team sweeping. It does feel like this is is going to be a blood war one way or the other. It just feels tight, and frankly, it feels like it's going five games, and just because honestly, like, you know, you look at the Cubs, you know, if they don't have this game one, if they don't sweep, they're looking at game four with Hamill, who's been pretty shaky for them down the stretch, and so if you get to a game five, I have to say I do like the Cardinals if it gets to a game five. I also think it's possible that the Cardinals will be completely freaked out if it gets to a game four and the Cubs are up 2-1, which is certainly possible if they split at Busch and Arrieta can win that game three. So certainly it is the type of series. It's hard to predict. We spend all these times trying to go, oh, well, game one will pivot this way and that will pivot the game three. And we have no idea what's actually going to go down in any of these games. It could turn out in weird ways. But for me, you know, this feels like – it feels like this – like 15 games would not be enough for this series. So I could complain about there only being five. But I honestly feel like these two teams should just play a 162-game series. And the team and whoever wins gets to win the World Series. That's actually what I would like to happen.
I tell you what I do think is going to happen. I think that we're going to be talking about Adam Wainwright having a huge part in this series. I think that we're going to be talking about him in terms of being able to come in and give several shutdown innings toward the end of the game. I have a feeling that he's going to factor into this thing, and that if the Cardinals were to not win the series, it wouldn't be because they're freaked out or because it's just for one reason. That's because they just don't have so much of the pitching depth that they've had in the past. And that's because of injuries. And it's just what happens. But I think that Adam Wainwright is going to be this X factor, is going to come out and really give them a boost. So we'll see.
Well, I certainly no complaints there if that happens. All right.
One of the most likable people on the team, by the way.
He's the best.
I don't care. It was kind of like all my years that I hated the Braves, and I was such a Braves hater, but oh, did I love John Smoltz. I just absolutely love John Smoltz. And I think Adam Wainwright is my John Smoltz for the Cardinals. It's like, Cardinals are who they are, but Adam Wainwright, that is a quality individual.
Honestly, man, I've been trying to explain to people all year. Listen, I understand why you don't like the Cardinals, or you don't like the Cardinals, you're just tired of seeing him. But like, if you watch Adam Wainwright, Carlos Martinez, and Jason Hayward, and don't like those guys, then I kind of feel like maybe you don't like baseball very much. So
yeah, no, they're the actual players and the cast members there. Really good people.
And they're just likable, and they play baseball the way that you enjoy this. And I don't mean the right way. I mean like this very vivid, exciting, fun style of baseball, which is for me, I think gets lost a little bit. But it's probably time to make a prediction on this. You have to go first because we could go for 4 hours this podcast, and I would still not be ready to make a prediction. But I'm going to force myself. But you have to buy me 30 to 45 seconds by making your own.
Oh, okay. So I need to drag this out for 30 to 45 seconds.
No, you can do 15. I'll be ready. However long it takes, I'll be ready. I promise.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that I am going to go with the Cubs in five. And the reason is not because I absolutely think that they're going to win this series. I think it's going to be close. I think that it could go either way. I kind of feel that same way about the Astros and Royals. I don't think that there's a clear favorite in either one of those series. And I'm just picking the Cubs because I find that if I pick the Cardinals in five, that would be boring. Like, that would be predictable. That would be silly. And I'm taking the Joe Maddon factor. I believe that he is a difference maker. I think that he's got these guys. I don't usually put that much emphasis on the manager, but I just think there's something special brewing at Wrigley Field. And I also think that they're going to win it because I need to see what kind of logistical disaster that's going to be for the media at Wrigley Field. I'm just fascinated by how this all must unfold.
Well, I will say that two things to that. One, there's no question that if it comes down to that, the Maddon, Matheny, they're both good regular season managers, but Maddon is proven to be a much better postseason manager than Matheny.
Yes.
So I think that is definitely an advantage for the Cubs. Secondly, I don't know if I certainly agree that the Cardinals are the more boring pick. I bet they'll be a less popular pick. In fact, I think Vegas actually has the Cubs as the favorite in this series.
I think they actually
do have them as the favorite, if just because – and I understand it. Like, the Cubs are red hot right now. The Cardinals have lost – have kind of fallen off a little bit in the last couple of weeks. They have a lot of injuries. I understand it. I get it. For me, I – I agree that it goes five games, and that is why, also because of the fact that the Cardinals are the central organizing principle of my life, and without them, everything is completely meaningless for me. I am picking the Cardinals in five. I'm taking the Cardinals in five. I feel like if this gets to five games, for me, the pivotal game will be game four, because I can certainly see the Cubs having a 2-1 lead going into that series. But if the Cardinals pick that game off, and the Cardinals should be able to hit Hamill, then to get to a game five, I can't see the Cardinals losing a game five at home against the Cubs. And if that happens, well, they'll just be a pile of ash and smoke where I used to be. So that'll be
fun. I don't think that it's unreasonable. And by the way, let me say that I don't feel that the Cardinals have as much pitching depth as they normally have, but it's probably about as equal as to what the Cubs have. So I'm just used to the Cardinals being, you know, three deep in every position and all the way through their organization. And
they are. It's just everybody's hurt.
Right, exactly. So it's just a matter of the injuries. But the Cubs rotation beyond Arrieta does not scare me. It just really doesn't. So.
All right, well, we'll find out what happens. We'll talk next week after all. I can't believe, like, eventually, I feel like like Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now, like, someday this war is going to end. Like, I can't believe this is actually going to be over. Like, at some point, people will look back at this series that I am looking forward to with dread and terror and fear, and it's actually going to be over at some point. I'm not ready for it. Thank you, Allison. We'll talk next week. Thank you for doing all these podcasts with me. I've had a blast with you.
I've had a lot of fun too, and you know, just remember, baseball is fun. It is fun.
Sure eventually I will take, as I've joked earlier, if you were to look at me, if you were to stand back and watch me watch a Cardinals postseason game, you would wonder what this person is doing is not a recreational activity that he's doing in his leisure time. I look like I'm going through some sort of seizure, so that'll be fun.
You know, honestly, let me just end this on. Mm-hmm. In my college years, the Reds, actually, the year that they won the World Series, I was a sophomore at the University of Cincinnati, and I went to Game 6 of the LCS when they clinched it, and it was the least amount of fun I've ever had. It was so stressful. I think they won the game like 2-1, but I was so stressed out. My stomach was hurting. I had a headache, and I just remember, like, people were pacing. I'm like, this is not remotely fun. It was really fun when that was recorded, but so I understand. It's very stressful.
It's terrifying. I'm never going to make it. All right. Thanks, Allison. Everyone follow our Twitter, Allison Footer, ALYSONFOOTER. We'll be back. We'll figure out time next week to go over what's all happening and preview maybe some NLCS series. But for now, have a great time in Kansas. Are you staying in Kansas City? What are you going after Kansas City? Do you know yet?
I'm in Kansas City now, and then I'll be here for games 1 and 2, then back to Houston, and then maybe back to Kansas City. Woohoo! Oh,
that's going to be a blast. Have a great time. Enjoy it out there, and we'll have a great time. Again, let's all hope the next time we chat, we're well on our way to our Cardinals-Astros World Series.
That would just be lovely.
All right. Be safe, everyone. Hope everyone – check out – make sure you subscribe through iTunes to see all of the podcasts we did this week. In addition to Alice, I also talked to Bernie Miklas, the longtime columnist of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. You can get everything all through iTunes. It's the best way to keep track of all of it. Otherwise, enjoy all the games, everyone. Have a great weekend. There's so much baseball going on. Have a great time. Be safe.